As I said earlier on, Simeon and Anna were waiting for their Christmas gift, their real Christmas gift. They were waiting with expectation and with the hope that the Messiah would come, because God had promised and they knew God to be faithful. The temple was crowded as usual. Mary and Joseph do what they do as good, dutiful parents. They bring their baby to the temple to be consecrated. It was set up by God in Exodus, all the rules that they had to do when you had a new baby. And so faithful parents from all generations packed up their firstborn, made their offering in the temple, and Joseph and Mary sacrificed two doves because they were too poor to sacrifice a lamb. But that was allowed for in the law. So imagine the scene. They are doing what they need to do. They're expecting a normal day. They come to the temple and they're immediately interrupted by Simeon. This man takes the baby from them and bursts into song. Now, if you were a new parent, wouldn't that slightly freak you out? We don't get that impression from the gospel. I'm singing over your baby. Strange. But Simeon is no ordinary man, we're told in the gospel. He is full of the Holy Spirit. We're actually told, I think this is fantastic, but maybe we miss it, that actually the Holy Spirit told him to go to the temple. He's in Jerusalem, he's doing his job, he's doing whatever he's doing, he's out and about, he's off to Aldi, or whatever the equivalent is. And the Holy Spirit interrupts him and says, Simeon, today's the day. Go to the temple. Go meet the Messiah. I love that. Because he'd been told that he wasn't going to die until he met the baby that he had been waiting for. We get the impression that he's an old man. I've got another picture. I love that picture. But we're not actually told he's an old man in Scripture. It doesn't actually mention it. We're told Anna is old. We're not told anything about the age of Simeon. But we've got this impression that he's an old man because he was told that he wouldn't die until he'd seen the Messiah. It's interesting that the Eastern Orthodox tradition has a story that Simeon was over 200 years old at this point. I don't know if that's true or not. That's interesting, isn't it? Maybe he was really waiting to see the Messiah, if that's true. 200 years old. Maybe he was really waiting to die. I love that picture because it captures a sense of joy that this baby has come. I think it's lovely. We get the impression that Simeon is a godly man. He's full of the Holy Spirit. He's a man who waits on God. And when God says move, the Messiah has come. He's in your neighborhood. Simeon legs it around the temple to meet the child who has been the focus of his prayer life and his longing for so long. I just think that's an example of faith to us all. We're told he's waiting for the consolation of Israel, the comfort of Israel. In Isaiah 40, verse 1 and 2, we hear these words, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her sin is pardoned, and that she has received from the Lord double for all her trouble. This is a picture also about the forgiveness of sins. Simeon is holding in his arms the forgiveness of sins for Israel. The comfort and the consolation they were waiting for, who he'd been faithfully waiting for who knows long, how long. And he'd been uniquely gifted with eyes of faith for waiting for this child. And so that moment arrives, and he's holding this baby in his arms. And he says the words that often are said at funerals now. Lord, let your servant depart. We have seen what you promise. We die in peace. Now, I don't know if you can catch what's going on, but there's a theme in Luke's gospel. It begins in the fields with the shepherds watching their sheep. The angels appear, remember? And scare the living daylights out of them when they shout their gloria over them. And the angel says to the shepherds, this is a sign. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The sign is the baby in nappies. Nothing special. There were probably other mangers. There were probably other overcrowded inns, there were probably other babies in that town with visitors. But the baby is the sign. And the sign that Simeon has too. There's other babies in the crowded temple that day. Other babies coming to be blessed. But Simeon knows it's this one. Because he has eyes to see it differently. He has eyes of faith. And for him, the baby he's holding is salvation, is comfort, is forgiveness. He sees past every day to this baby, and he sees something else. And he blesses them. And he says to Mary, this child is being given for the rise and the fall of Israel. A sign that will be opposed. A sign. Remember what the angels said to the shepherds? And a sword will pierce your own soul too. It's the perfect picture of what Jesus was about to do. He'd be rejected. And he would be sent to the cross. He's there to be the comfort and the salvation, not just for Israel, but for the whole world. But there's nothing in that picture in the temple that would draw you to that conclusion apart from faith, apart from eyes of faith. This is a fantastic story. I love this story. So into this picture, can we have the next one? It's the same one we had before. Comes Anna. She too recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah straight away. She's not earwigging in the conversation and just hanging on to what Simeon has said. She has a different reaction. At that moment, she comes, and Scripture tells us, Luke 2:38, she comes and she begins to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Well, this is a woman who is 84 years old, according to Luke. She's not waiting to die, like Simeon is, because she wants to tell people about this baby. She is an evangelist. Yay! And like the disciples who follow her, she is driven to bear witness to what she's seen. I think Anna was the first woman to fully understand and proclaim who the Messiah was. Mary was the first to have the good news announced to her, but she didn't get it until later on. Anna saw with eyes of faith and knew this baby was the Messiah. And this is because, in addition to being an evangelist, we're told that she was a prophetess. There's not a huge amount of women named as prophetesses in Scripture. There's about 10 of them. So this woman stands in line with the likes of Deborah in Scripture. God uses both men and women to accomplish his purposes. Unlike Simeon, Anna's not visiting the temple for the day. She is there all the time. We're told that she never leaves the temple. I know that feeling. Only joking. But she worships there with fasting and with prayer day and night. She's waiting for the Messiah to redeem Jerusalem. And she points to what's going to happen in the future. She is, after all, a prophetess. And that is what prophetesses do. She's waiting at 84 years old with expectancy that God is going to act, that he is ready. And she's ready, ready and waiting. She'd not given up. I just think that's amazing because, you know, I'm nearly 44 this week, very old lady. And if you got to the age of 84 and you're still a coiled spring waiting for God to act, well, anybody sometimes feel a bit tired? Because I do. There's something amazing about the faith of these two people before us, based on the faithfulness of God, based on the trust that they have in the promises of God. They had been waiting. Now, I'm glad Rebecca's gone upstairs because I can now use her as an illustration. She's not listening, so that's okay. I remember Rebecca, she's glaring at me, waiting one year for Father Christmas. And I remember her looking out the window, and she was breathless with excitement. She was tiptoe, looking out of her window on tiptoes. And I remember the sense of awe and wonder that she had. And those of you who are parents or grandparents or aunties and uncles know how giddy and excited children get, and 43-year-olds, at Christmas. Just imagine that, and that's nothing compared to the expectancy that we have before us in our story, in the experience and the faithfulness and the stickability of Simeon and Anna. They'd spent their years on tiptoes, as it were, looking out of the window, waiting and hoping that God was just round the corner. And so when the baby arrives, Simeon bursts into song. It's an equivalent of, woohoo, he's here. Simeon doesn't get to see, we don't think, what happens next. We don't know if either Anna or Simeon hear Jesus preach, see his miracles, see him live or die or crucify, but that doesn't matter because God has done what God has said he would, and that is enough. The anticipation and the hope in these two saints have come to its completion. It's okay that they don't necessarily see the end of the story. They've done their bit. And now they can breathe out because their waiting is over. This is a lovely story. The faith in this couple that God would do what God has promised, even when nothing that they had seen or experienced gave them the impression that that was round the corner, but they carried on hoping and believing and waiting and ready. What does that say to us as a people of God? And Jesus is born into a time of darkness, into a time of instability. And Simeon points that out, that he's come to be a light to Israel and to the Gentiles. But it's going to be a dark time for Mary too. And she's told a sword will pierce your own soul. So in the middle of darkness comes this light that the world has been waiting for. In a way, we're at that same moment today. We've had the excitement of Christmas, and today's a day to remember afresh the hope that came blazing into the world in that baby that is the light in our darkness. 2016 has been an interesting year for the world. We've all had times of darkness. Internationally, nationally, and I know that many of you and us together have had times of darkness in this year. Each of us is standing on tiptoe, looking out into the window of this next year, waiting and hoping for what is to come. Today is the first day of a brand new year. It's a fresh start, a fresh page, just as every day is. But there is something additionally powerful about a brand new day at the beginning of a brand new year. So what do you see as you gaze across the field of the future? This gospel today reminds us that in Jesus, God is present with every single one of us. We don't know how God will fulfill his promises to us in this year ahead. But we do know that God keeps his promises. He always comes up with a new and surprising way to show us that he is with us. So as we stand on tiptoe and we gaze out of the window into this new year, let us be people of faith that don't forget that God is with us. So let's see today and the future with the same faith-filled eyes of Simeon and Anna. When we look with eyes of faith, we see God's salvation promised in the presence of his people, a light of revelation for the glory of God's people. And so may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds and our eyes in Christ Jesus. I pray. Amen.